I would not have defined it like that, and certainly I have to look after the taxpayer. I can absolutely assure you that towards the end of last week, there was a very good meeting between very senior ministers in this government and a senior person from the ABI, and I can assure you that we are waiting for them to come back with a counter-proposal. And so that doesn't sound to me like a stalled... Like something that's sort of deadlocked. And I'm absolutely determined to get a deal here because there are a lot of people in this country, 5.2 million homes, that are actually in some sort of flood risk. We want to make sure we have a deal, not only that is universal, but that is better.
Absolutely. Better than what we have this moment. Week's floods caught you by surprise then? This meeting happened last week, and now we've got
absolutely
people who are
not,
living in absolute misery at the minute.
No, absolutely has not caught us by surprise. We have been planning since, well, in fairness to the last government, since the 2007 floods, a very good report was done by Sir Michael Pitt. He made 92 recommendations, which the last government and this government have implemented. And what's more, we have tested all our emergency procedures in the largest civil emergency exercise, which took place about a year ago. Yeah. And we are now putting into action those. Now, that is a small comfort to people like the person I've just been hearing
flooded
on your
programme
who've been flooded. And there's nothing more miserable than that. But around 50,000 homes haven't flooded in this last week because of flood defences that have been built, because of household-level protections that they've been able to put in, some of them with government support.
Why is the Shadow Environment Secretary, Mary Cray, saying that the government had cut capital spending on flood defences by 30%? 294 flood defences have been deferred or cancelled. Is that true?
You can't ask me why somebody is saying something that is wrong.
It's completely wrong, yes.
I mean,
how much have they been cut back, Greg?
We have got a dog's dinner of an economy to sort out, but we have shaved off just around 6%. Now, we're actually spending that money a lot better. We're also gearing in millions of pounds more money through something called partnership funding. This year is seeing £72 million more. This next year, a lot more. And that is adding on top of the £2.17 billion of your listeners' taxpayers' money that is going on flood schemes. Now, these really work. This is good use of government money, and we are making it an absolute priority, not just in my department, but right across.
But we're
government.
Still allowing building on floodplains, aren't we?
Well, if there is, it shouldn't be happening. You will see in our national planning policy framework that was published earlier this year that we are absolutely clear about this. Building should not take place in floodplains. We are absolutely adamant that what was in the previous planning data and in this is absolutely clear. There should not be building on floodplains.